So, firstly, Sarah, on partnerships, could you tell us more about the partnerships you've developed at Highgate School? What have been the challenges you've encountered, and perhaps how have you overcome these?
So Highgate has had the Chrysalis Partnership for about 11 years. This was all funded by what was then the Department of Children, Schools and Families, and a good example of what you can do with some seed funding. And it was originally founded as a university progression enterprise. It's now gone on to become a year-round, 50 projects going on every week, so ongoing projects, and then 50 one-off events over the course of the year. We have about 40 schools in our partnership. And from those beginnings and the links that we made with schools in the east of the borough in Haringey, we were able to become the lead education sponsor in the London Academy of Excellence, Tottenham, a free school, a sixth form that has opened since September 2017 in the east of the borough in Tottenham. So it's quite a large partnership, and it has the equivalent of 4 full-time members of staff. The time is spread between about 20 members of staff in the Chrysalis Partnership. And at LE Tottenham, we have seconded about 5 members of Highgate staff who work there, some of them full-time and some of them part-time at Highgate. And for us, the challenges, as I think they are for many partnerships, have often been logistical. The simplest things can be the feeling of a project. Transport and the fact that Haringey is a very long and sort of thin borough that goes from west to east, and there are no transport links. And that's the sort of thing that can make it very difficult to move children around and to have the face-to-face time that partnerships really need. So solving some of those problems is a challenge, and I think that's going to be the case for any partnership, is identifying those small logistical things that can either be the make or break of a project.
Thank you very much. And just another follow-up question, I'll ask this of David too. Why does this matter? Why should a school do this?
It's really hard to even consider a school not doing this, in my view, so I'm going to have to try and really put my thought into that question. I think the Chrysalis Partnership started at Highgate because our head, so I think it does probably come from the top down, it's governance and the senior team that have to set the tone. Adam Pettit was previously in Norfolk, and there was a big established partnership project going on there. He himself went to a grammar school. I went to a comprehensive school. So we are both people who came from a different sector and don't really see the barriers that can sometimes exist between independent and state. We're all part of the same system. And I think particularly in a place like London, where you have so many different, diverse people in your community, it's very hard to think, only certain people have access here and only certain have access there. And we all walk down the same street. It's crazy that we don't do more things in partnership during the school day. So I think it's about, my title is Community Partnerships Director, so it's the community aspect of things. That's what's been really important to me throughout my career, and probably the reason why I work at Highgate, because without that, I don't think that there would necessarily be a job there for me. I've been a school governor in my own children's schools. When I lived in New York, I was a member of the school leadership's team, and it's just about giving back to the community and being part of the community.
Thank you.